It's Monday, and this is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality Anthony O'Neill. Paul is in Atlanta. Hey, Paul, welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Dave, Anthony, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a question, and I was going to see if you two could provide me with some guidance.
Okay.
I got married just a couple months ago.
Congrats.
And I had a home that, thank you. I had a home that I had previously, or just shortly before marriage, I bought. Well, my wife is wanting me to add her to the deed here and put her as a co-owner, but she doesn't want to be added to the mortgage. And my thinking is if someone's going to be on a deed, then they also need to be on the mortgage. And we're kind of trying to debate this out. I want to be fair. She's worried that if something were to happen, if something were to happen, that she would have to leave the home. And like I said, I want to be fair. I just don't know the right thing to do.
Okay. Well, to start with, being added to the deed and not being added to the mortgage doesn't matter. You still have to pay the mortgage if you die.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's what I'm worried about is if we were to, in a case of, God forbid, a divorce were to happen, I would be left holding a mortgage, and then someone would have, an ownership or an equity in my home.
No, that's not how it works. Because in a divorce, they divorce. Whether you have, whether your wife's name is on the deed or not, she's got marital rights to your house.
Okay.
In a divorce, you're gonna have to deal with the house as an asset in the divorce. In most states, including Georgia. Okay?
Okay.
Now, there's some states that aren't wired that way, but the vast majority of states are pretty simple. In a divorce, you're going to divide up the property, and regardless of whose name it's in.
Okay. And man, I'm glad you put me at ease on that.
Yeah.
Today.
So so I would have a will that takes care of her. You can add her name or not add her name to the deed. I would not go to the expense to refinance. Because her being on the liability of the mortgage or not being on the liability of the mortgage is pretty simple. You don't pay that mortgage, whoever it is. Somebody pays that mortgage or that house goes away. They're going to foreclose on it, dude.
We got to walk away. Well, on a financial end of it, I have enough assets to where I could sell to pay the home off. I have a couple of rental properties and then some cash savings, and I would be totally 100% debt-free.
How long have you been married?
About 3 months.
Oh, okay. So you brought substantial assets into this marriage.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And she wants, what is your net worth?
About $700,000.
Oh, okay. All right. And what do you make?
Around 160.
What's she make?
Around 40.
Okay.
How much is the house worth? Could you say you have enough to pay it off?
Yes, I have enough to pay the home off. I would have to sell a couple of my rental properties, but they're just low-end rentals, but I could sell them and then be 100% debt.
What do you owe on the house?
$360.
How old are you guys?
I'm 53. Mm-hmm. She's 42.
Hmm.
This definitely...
Okay, so... But paying off your house or not paying off your house doesn't affect your position. Unless you were thinking of selling these rental properties anyway, if you are, then it's okay. Yeah, use the money from that, and let's clear the mortgage. But you've got a great income. I think you're going to be able to clear the mortgage in a few years anyway.
That's what I started listening to you just a few short months back, mm-hmm. and that was what my goal is, in just maybe 3 to 4 years, have the mortgage completely knocked out.
Yeah, and that does not make you more vulnerable in a divorce situation,
okay.
or her less protected.
Well, I want to protect her and be fair.
Or
I mean,
more 100%. Protected.
I
mean, it just doesn't, do all that. So, yeah, I think you guys just working together and understanding,
for the most part,
from a legal perspective, what your rights are, and if something, and having a will, you need to get a will in place, which would give her some comfort that if something happens to you, she's going to inherit. If you've got children from a former marriage or anything, then you're going to have them have some of the assets. She's going to get this house, whatever it is. Go ahead and have all that laid out in a will. And I think that might help the relationship part of this discussion.
Yeah, I agree. Dave, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Young guy, net worth is $2 million, just got married. What's your stance on prenups? Would you advise that guy to do a prenup with
yes.
his net worth that high?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, $2 million and above, you start looking at it.
Okay.
And the reason is not the, it's not the actual person you're marrying.
Okay.
It's their stinking family. And if you've got a prenup, it shuts everybody up.
Wow.
And because here's what happens. The more money is involved, the more weird comes out of the cracks.
I got you.
Weird just shows up. Crazy just shows up.
Yeah.
And it just sets it aside. Now, I don't recommend a prenup.
Okay.
Or a postnup, either one.
Yeah.
In a situation like his, you got $700,000. That's,
yeah.
you know, you, sh- it, you know, you, if you love the, your money more and you love her, you shouldn't get married. But, you know, if you've got substantial assets, regardless of your age, man or woman,
yeah.
and you're coming into a marriage and the other person does not, then yeah, you need one just because it takes all the weirdness off the table.
Mm.
It's a preset formula of they're going to get this in the event of a divorce and they're not going to get anything else. And it's a lockdown thing.
Okay.
And then if, you know, their little stupid friends or their stupid crazy family members or whatever start speaking into the relationship, it gives them, there's a kind of a rudder to the ship. There's a plumb line
yeah.
that you're bumping against that you go, okay, no, that's not going to work out. It's not going to work out that way.
Gotcha.
So, you know, you're walking away from that. And that person also knows they're going to obviously leave the marriage with what they came in with.
Gotcha.
Which is nothing or something, depending on which person we're talking about here,
yeah.
right? But and as it should be, you shouldn't have access to yeah. that. But, I, you know, like I had one lady call, and she said she was dating a guy who had a classic sports car, and he wanted a prenup. And I said, don't marry this guy. He likes his car more than he likes you. You know, no, this guy's not marriage material.
Man. A classic car, Dave?
This guy's a twerp. Yeah. So don't marry this guy, right? But yeah, but I mean, if you got $2 million, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you do need to set some boundaries with that because it just keeps the crazy at arm's length.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.